With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. A student at Stevensville High School who police say made a threat to harm staff and students was arrested today. That's according to the Ravalli County Sheriff's Department. The student is a juvenile male. He was arrested for felony intimidation. The Sheriff's Department says there is no longer a perceived threat at the Stevensville schools. Yesterday, a Missoula High School student was granted a restraining order against a fellow student that he says threatened to shoot students at their school and later slapped his face. A Missoula County Justice of the Peace ordered the student to stay away from Big Sky High and prohibited him from possessing firearms. Yesterday, Big Sky allowed students to leave with their parents' permission early after threatening graffiti was found in a school bathroom. The school says about half its students left early. On Monday, an 18-year-old senior at Darby High School was arrested on a felony charge for allegedly threatening on social media to shoot students there. The Haver Daily News reports that there was a, quote, very large police presence at Haver High today following a threat found at the school yesterday. The Daily News says police are investigating that threat and that classes continued as scheduled today. Missoula's Sentinel High School also investigated a threat reported yesterday. An email from Principal Ted Fuller says initial assessment determined the threat to be low level, meaning it poses little danger to public safety. Fuller said the school takes each threat seriously and completes a full investigation and assessment on all of them. Also today, there was a bomb threat at UM Western in Dillon. An email from the school says staff and faculty were briefly evacuated. U.S. Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke has changed a proposed overhaul of his department with a new organizational map that more closely follows state lines instead of the natural boundaries he initially proposed. The revisions follow complaints from Western state governors that they were not consulted before details of the sweeping overhaul were first revealed last month. Zinke told the Associated Press today that his goal remains unchanged, decentralizing the Interior Department's bureaucracy and creating 13 regional headquarters. The redrawn map was obtained by AP and shows that states such as Colorado, New Mexico, and Wyoming would fall within a single region instead of being split among multiple regions. Other states remain divided, including Montana, California, Nevada, and Oregon. Interior officials say the changes resulted from discussions with governors, members of Congress, and senior interior staff. A political watchdog organization says Secretary Zinke appears to have violated a conflict of interest law by meeting with executives of a Montana firearms company in which he holds stock. The Campaign Legal Center today asked the Interior Department's Inspector General to investigate Zinke's actions in relation to Proof Research, which is based in Columbia Falls. Zinke spokeswoman Heather Swift rejected the group's suggestion that he did something wrong. Swift says the former Montana congressman owes 1,000 shares of Proof stock worth about $250 to $400 in total value. She described the meeting in Zinke's office with Proof representatives last April as a, quote, social call, unquote, from fellow Montanans. The Washington, D.C.-based Legal Center has filed previous complaints against Zinke, including over his use of campaign funds. Yellowstone County is dropping criminal charges in about 40 cases and is no longer pursuing about a dozen others due to the theft of drug evidence from the Billings Police Evidence Locker. In Missoula, officials with the State Crime Lab are notifying county attorneys across the state of the theft of drug evidence that had been submitted for analysis. Missoula County Attorney Kirsten Papps expects legal charges will be filed.
With Montana News, I'm Maxine Spire. A U.S. district judge yesterday ordered the reinstatement of an oil and gas industry regulation that aims to lower harmful methane emissions. Environmental groups say it's a win for states, including Montana. Ann Hedges, deputy director of the Montana Environmental Information Center, says her organization fought for methane release regulation for years and that it needs to be maintained.
Montana has hundreds of wells. There's a big uptick in our leasing for oil and gas on public land. And it's distressing when you think that these companies might do so and waste a really valuable product.
In yesterday's ruling, a federal judge in California ordered the Department of the Interior to keep in place the 2016 regulation that requires energy companies to capture the methane released at drilling sites. The petroleum industry says capturing methane at remote wells is not always feasible economically. This is the second time a federal judge has ruled against the Trump administration's efforts to postpone or not enforce the methane regulation. Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke has said the regulation, quote, penalizes oil and gas. He says the Trump administration wants to encourage the industry to voluntarily find ways to capture and reuse methane. But environmental groups like MEIC say that methane emissions from oil and gas operations are the second largest industrial contributor to climate change in the United States and need to be controlled.
And after last summer's forest fires, we saw how much money it costs to deal with those forest fires. We don't need to do anything unnecessarily to contribute to climate change. And the release of these methane emissions is doing just that.
Methane is the main component of natural gas and is wasted through leaks or intentional releases known as flares during drilling. Hedges and other environmental groups say they know this isn't the end of litigation over methane regulations. The Bureau of Land Management is expected to release a revised methane waste rule later this year that would replace and effectively gut the current regulation. I'm Maxine Spire, Montana Public Radio.